This is a podcast from creativeradio.com. Titter ye not. A long, long time ago.
Well, 1989.
In a smoky, nicotine-stained studio, just off Fleet Street, I invited Frankie Howard onto the Pete Murray Show. He, Frankie, was, for some godforsaken reason, I imagine a lack of cash, doing a one-man show in London. Most of you probably remember Frankie as that gregarious comedian best known for saying,
oh no, Mrs.
and forever eyeing up nubile young ladies' breasts in the BBC show Up Pompeii.
Oh, titty in not.
I thought, what a hoot to have this legendary comedian in on the show. Well, it all started going pear-shaped when Kath, the programme assistant, came into the studio and exclaimed,
"He won't come down."
She was northern, by the way. It turned out that Frankie had completely blanked her in reception, pursed his lips and returned to his coffee, ignoring her pleas to follow her down to the studio. So a plan was hatched, and young Chris was sent up to bring Mr. Howard to the studio. And Frankie duly trotted down after Chris and then slumped himself in front of me. I said a cheery, "Good morning, Mr. Howard." Was the reply. Ooh, I thought to myself, not such a hoot then. This had all the makings of a radio disaster. We sat in silence as he waited to be ushered into the live studio. I was strangely drawn to his hair that was reflecting in the bare fluorescent strip that lit the studio. It appeared to be a very light shade of blue. I discovered later that it was a toupee made from nylon, which explained the odd colour. So the news finished. Frankie shuffled into the studio and sat with his head bent low, opposite Pete Murray. Pete looked at me in horror through the glass, and I looked in horror back at Pete. But as soon as the red light went on, Frankie burst into life. Okay, he was a bit serious to begin with.
When I first started, I started to be an actor.
I know you wanted to go to the RADA.
That's right, and I got thrown out because they said I wouldn't be any good. But it was one of the reasons I got thrown out was because I was very frightened. And when I'm frightened, I used to stutter. And for instance, I was all right if I had learned something very well and could repeat it like a parrot. I was not too bad. But now, in an emergency, then I'd go to pieces. If it was something special, and an audition is special.
Sure.
Especially an audition for RADA as a young lad. And I started going... It was a kind of nervous... It was a kind of dyslexia.
But he soon lightened up.
No, I used to say, oh dear, poor soul, she's passed it all.
Yeah, she's passed it, yes.
And became much more of his public persona. I guess the poor sod was short of readies and needed to do the gig, and of course had to do the surrounding publicity. So he really didn't want to be in a grubby studio flogging his act yet again. Poor dear Francis.
I'll see you again.
What do you mean, is that a threat?
This has been a podcast from creativeradio.com. Find out more about media training at creativeradio.com. Thanks for listening.